Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Before our play begins, we would like to take a moment, and I mean just a brief moment, to say something that will help those who have clothes to wash. Our suggestion is that you use White King granulated soap. Put White King in your washing machine. If your husband happens to do heavy, dirty work, if his overalls and jumpers and work shirts have made you work and washing trouble, you'll not only like what White King does, you'll say, "I love that soap." And your hands, the hands you'd like to keep young and lovely, how kind White King will be to them, the only hands you'll ever have. And listen, save White King box tops. You're going to want them for something you're going to hear about on this program. Well, the moment is up. Now on with Chandu, the magician. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, is visited at Naji's home by Abdallah, the young Bedouin chief, an agent of the malignant Roxor. Abdallah has come to offer his services to Chandler instead. To prove his good faith, he relates the circumstances under which Robert Regent fell into Roxor's hands 9 years ago. As a further test, Chandler sends Abdallah on a mission. But just as he leaves, the psychic summons is heard. Chandu, the magician.
Abdallah, wait!
I'll get him for you, Uncle Frank. It can't be very far away.
Well, the crystal. I'll put it here on the table.
You want me to go away, Frank?
No doubt. Look into it with me if you like. I hope Bob brings Abdallah back. This summons must have something to do with him.
Look. It's the Yogi. But that's not the houseboat where we saw him before.
He's not in India now.
It's a huge white room. Still and cool.
I am listening, my teacher.
Chandu, my son. Go with him thou hast sent away. Much will be revealed to thee.
But you can't, Frank.
If he says so, I must. I am ready, my teacher.
It is a time of testing. Guard thy secrets well.
I will, as you have taught me.
In fear is the greatest peril. Fear not, my son. Await the call. Await the call.
Is that all? The crystal's dark. Why should he ask you to follow Abdallah?
Well, there's a reason, or I wouldn't have received the message.
But Bob went out to bring him back.
Bob, what was it about? What's the matter, Uncle Frank?
You and Bob were supposed to have gone to bed.
I know, Mother, but you know how it is. You can't just fall asleep after all the things that have been happening around here. We were talking in Bob's room.
Was the door closed?
Well, I don't know, Mother. Why?
I just wondered if you heard what we were saying down here.
Why, no. I came out to go to my room, and we heard Uncle Frank calling Abdallah, and... Oh, there's Bob!
Did you find him, Bob?
Boy, he sure can disappear in a hurry, just like that day in the bazaar. By the time I got to the gate, he was out of sight. I went up the corner, but I couldn't see him. The street's pitch black.
I might have known it.
What did he want, anyway, crashing in here like that?
It's a secret. They don't want us to know.
Frank, how can you find him? You have no idea which way he went.
Well, I know these streets pretty well, Dot. But I can't tell when I'll be back.
Be careful. I don't trust Abdallah any more than I would Roxor. Oh,
come now. You're not thinking straight. If he tells me where Roxor's headquarters is, you'll know what that'll mean. And if not, I have nothing to lose.
Except your life.
Nonsense. I'll be all right. Now, don't sit up worrying about me. Well, I'll have to hurry or I'll never find Abdallah.
You.
Chandu.
Why are you hiding in the doorway?
I am waiting to begin the search on which you sent me.
You seem to know just where to begin.
My only hope is to begin at the place I know, the rooms of Roxor.
Is this where they are?
Yes. When he is in Cairo, he stays here. I hope to find Roxor away and perhaps a man loose-tongued with wine. Whatever he knows, I will learn.
You said Roxor never told any of his men where his hiding place is.
So, you still do not believe I speak the truth? You think the word of a Bedouin chief is worth so little you must follow me through the streets?
I came here because I was sent. Let that be enough.
Sent?
Yes. And I'm going with you.
Chandu, you told
me.
My
plans have changed. Well, let's go. Which way is it?
Not far from here. You think it is safe for us to walk together?
If Roxor's there, he'll soon enough know that we're together. Of course, if you don't want that...
Bismillah. Come this way. We go first through a shop. At the back is a doorway. And beyond the doorway, stairs. What comes after is in the hand of Allah.
Does Roxor have men posted to watch the stairs?
No, Chandu. Strangers in the shop would ask questions. Here it is.
Oh, brass workers.
Aywa.
Now, wait a minute. It's so dark I can't see a thing.
I will go first between the tables. They are filled with brass works for Hassan to sell to Ferengi.
Hassan?
The man who locked you in Ben Ali's shop in Alexandria. This is his shop now.
He killed Ben Ali.
It was at Roxor's order. Roxor had planned that Ben Ali should die many months ago. He was... Muhammad! What have I done?
We're in for it now.
Come away, Chandu. It is...
Stand still. Roxor's men will run right past us in the dark. Not a sound out of them.
Perhaps they think to trap us at the top of the stairs.
Well, what do you say? Still want to go up there?
The men will open the door to me. But you, Chandu, why do you wish to find a knife in your heart?
I told you, I must go with you. Come on.
We are here. The door is not locked. Wait, Chandu.
Come inside, Chandu. I have lighted a candle. They are gone.
What? All of them?
Not one is here. Roxar has gone from Cairo. Nothing of his has been left behind. You see? Not the great books. Not the glass in strange shapes, such as the alchemists use to work spells.
What about the men who work for him here? He surely doesn't take them with him.
Each one has gone away to do his work for Roxar. Mashallah, who can tell how long it will be before I find even one of them?
Oh, patience, Abdullah. You'll find a way to trace them if you really put your mind to it. What have you done before while Roxor's away?
If he has no work for me, I go into the desert to my people. It must be so now. Roxor sent me no word.
You don't think he suspects you wanted to work with me?
Asha, Allah forbid.
Well, since we're here, let's look around. Roxor may have overlooked something I'd find useful.
Roxor makes no mistakes, Chandu.
I'll have a look anyway. I'm pretty lucky. Let's try Roxor's own room.
How could you know which it is?
Oh, I have ways.
Mashallah. It is true you are a sorcerer.
Now bring that candle, will you? Oh, never mind, here's one. You're right. He certainly took all his things away.
Roxor leaves nothing undone, Chandu.
I'll say this for him. He does a fine job of indoctrination on his men. What a dictator.
I think I do not understand.
Now, let it go. Oh, here's something.
Huh?
Just bits of paper, but...
It can be nothing. You see, there is no writing.
Yes, I see that. But this wouldn't be the first time Roxor's habit of tearing paper to bits has been useful to me.
What can paper tell you if there is nothing written?
Well, for one thing, why tear it up? Hold the candle over here, Abdullah.
Still, I see nothing.
Abdullah, is there water here somewhere? Set the candle down and see.
In the cooking room. I will bring it.
And a flat bowl if there is one. A dish, anything.
Here. Brought a bowl from the shop below.
Ah, that's fine.
You will make use of your magic to learn what the paper has hidden?
Well, not exactly. You'll see in a moment.
I have heard that in one moment you can cause snakes to appear and wind themselves about the feet of a man.
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
It is so.
Now, let's see. Well, plain water doesn't bring out anything on the paper. If there is anything.
There is nothing. Roxor would not... What is that you do?
This? I'll just drop 3 drops of the liquid from this small bottle into the bowl of water and stir it with my pencil.
It's a strange green color.
There is something written on it with some kind of invisible ink that fades out almost at once.
How, Chandu?
Well, the paper was blank when we found it, and it'll be blank again. Wait a minute.
What is it, Chandu?
This time, Roxo has overlooked something. He talks about sending the word, does he? No wonder.
What does he say?
Nothing complete. New York. The new high explosive has been... And the paper's torn there. This one says Paris. Several fires have been set with the new... And that's all. Do you know anything about this, Abdullah?
I know Roxor himself has, invented something.
So do I. Well, I'll drop in one more of these scraps. Yeah. Now, there it is. It says... Wait a minute. Abdullah, where does that door lead?
It's only a small room, not used.
There's somebody in there. All right, come out.
Mahana.
Who is he, Abdullah?
I do not know him.
Raghi Rai Shishma. The curse of the prophet be upon
me. My name is Ifta Ainu.
Sure you don't know him, Abdullah?
He's only a thief.
Are you hurt?
No, but he will escape us.
Grab him, Abdullah.
A slippery character if I ever saw one. Sure he didn't get you with that knife?
No, he did not. But he has torn your clothing.
That's nothing. It was just a... Wait.
What is it, Chandu?
The emerald casket. It's gone.
Before our program started this evening, we told you how wonderfully easy White King made the washing of heavy clothes like overalls and work shirts in your washing machine. I wonder if that might have given you the idea White King was only for the heavy washing you have to do. Why, of course, that isn't so. Say, your finest tablecloths and napkins, your daintiest lingerie, the fragile and lovely things you have to wash, White King Granulated takes care of them safely, gently, and we think as no other soap has ever done. There are reasons, of course, but aren't you kind of tired of hearing reasons all day long? Millions and millions and millions of packages of White King are sold. Each means that some lady has found this soap, the one that helps her most. Listen, we say you'll like it. No, we'll say more than that. You'll love White King. Until tomorrow night, when perhaps you have tried White King, good night. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.